A new partnership between labor and energy could eventually help your office meet its green mandate. The Department of Energy is changing the parking garage lighting at the Department of Labor headquarters. Might not sound like a big deal to you, but the lights they're using are LED lights, the light-emitting diodes, which they say will improve illumination, reduce energy consumption. And joining us now to explain the initiative is Jim Broderick. He is a solid-state lighting program manager at the Department of Energy. Mr. Broderick, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, good morning, Amy.
Now, tell us about the project, the LEDs, how many lights we're talking about. Tell us why this is important.
Okay, it's not a very large installation. There's 19 lights. This is sort of a pilot, sort of getting your toes in the water, see how things work. There's a lot of pre-work that's done. We actually screen all the products that come in before we match them up with a building. We test them, and then we know they work well. Then we went to the Department of Labor, and we found an area. We did one level of their garage, completely with the LED-based lighting. We do a lot of pre-installation measurements and post-installation measurements, and also pull the people in the building. Now, this is a demo, and the Department of Labor so far has been very positive about it, and they are looking to install this on all the levels of the parking garage, which must be a sizable electricity bill each month.
Now, we know that LED types of lights give a lot, for the same level of illumination, the same candle power as regular bulbs, they use way less electricity. But what are some of the practical aspects? Do you have to change out the whole fixture, or are there LED bulbs that can fit where the old bulbs fit? Tell us about that.
Okay, good question, Tom. In this particular case, it was a complete replacement of the fixture. Now, the wiring didn't change, and the location of the fixture or luminaire didn't move. But there are some cases where there are what they call integral screw-based LED bulbs that you can do that. But in this particular case, it's best to have the total fixture. The fixture is designed right from the drawing board to take advantages of LED lighting. And one of the key advantages, think of an LED light as a little flashlight. And so if you take like 30 of them and mount them on a platform or a board, you can aim each one of them very carefully. And so that's an advantage of LED lighting. You get this very even dispersion of the light. It cuts down on the shadows. The light is very white, or let's say closer to sunlight, than the prior system, which was high pressure sodium. And this also allows the heat transfer problems to be taken care of, in that you can dissipate the heat out the backside of the fixture.
So what was it then about this particular level of this particular parking garage at this particular agency that attracted energy and labor to this particular agreement?
Okay, we have an open program called Gateway, which anybody listening right now can participate. We are very interested in federal agencies. We chatted with the Department of Labor, who are quite active on pursuing energy efficiency and green initiatives, and so it was an easy partnership there. Then we found the actual lighting product, and they're there in the garage right now. It's just, again, a demo. They will completely redo the garage, and this is going to be considerable energy reduction and savings for Labor Department.
And so give us an idea of what the payback might be. If I replace a fixture, and that's going to cost me something, and then I put in that bulb, and those bulbs, I guess, last forever, in theory at least, LEDs, how soon will that fixture pay for itself in saved electricity?
Okay, very good question. In this particular case, you're saving money two ways. First of all, obviously, and Tom, you have this right, the wattage for the particular lamp has gone way down. In fact, it's about 50% of what the prior system used just on wattage. These particular fixtures also have motion detectors. So if there is no motion, the lights dim. They don't go out, but they dim down. And so in total, over a day, you're going to have 75% energy savings. Now, 75% is a big number. And so that plus the maintenance, and I think you got it right. Life is very long. DOE is presently doing tests to determine how long they can, but typically these things are going to last 25,000 hours and maybe more, especially in an open air situation as in a garage. And going to your first question, what is the payback? We've seen paybacks of around 5 years. Right now, the LED option is a bit costly. It's early to the market. You maybe remember those flat screen TVs. I guess we shouldn't say that on radio, right? how much they cost. In over about 3 or 4 years, they came down. Well, the same thing will happen with the LED-based lighting. So the five-year paybacks will drift down to maybe two-year paybacks.
So let me ask you, earlier in this interview, you had said that you've talked to folks at Labor, or you're going to talk to folks at Labor. Have you already gotten some feedback about how these lights are working in that parking garage and that they already want to expand this program?
Yes, Amy, that is correct. They would like to completely change out the whole garage. I talked to Phil Puckett, who is the person in charge of the facilities, and his staff. We walked around in the garage. They are very happy. They like the more even lighting, the better color rendition. Of course, you probably remember that at night all cars are gray. Well, that's because the light does not render the color of the car very well. But with the LED-based lighting, the color rendition is much better. The security people like it because, obviously, the cameras capture motion better and also a better definition of the person that's in the garage. Not to mention the color of the car. So they're very positive about this, and we'll be moving ahead.
Yeah, it's true what you say. Under sodium vapor lighting, everybody looks kind of like a piece of stale meat. You know, it's kind of that grayish rendition. And so given that improvement in quality of the light, can you see LEDs coming indoors at some point to office areas?
Yes, that has started a little bit. Right now, we have some activity in field testing, recessed down lights. They're a good area, but most at the moment, Tom, is, outdoor. So we hit the parking structure, parking lots, street lights, walkway lights. These areas are really quite, a hot market area for LED lighting because of the attributes that they have and they bring to that particular site. Also, one, look at your local grocery store fairly soon and you might see the refrigerated case lights go LED for a number of reasons. One, which is kind of interesting, they dim. So as you walk down the aisle with your cart, the lights go up. And as you leave the aisle, the lights go down.
Hmm. Wow. So, good way to get people to grab that right hamburger, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
One last question before we let you go. You had mentioned the Gateway program, and one of the things you said is that any agency who wants to can participate, and you're looking for those sorts of partnerships. It's just some information if anybody's out there who wants to get involved.
Surely. You can go to the DOE website and just put the search function for solid state lighting. We have a very large website, a lot of program activity, and the Gateway is our field demonstration program. We look to, it's sort of like, eHarmony Energy or something. We look to make a nice match between a product that we have screened to perform well with a site that's interested. We often have the electric utilities want to get involved. They want to see how these things work. Then we write a full report that gives everything. It gives the pre-installation performance, post-installation performance, surveys of the people, how much energy was saved, how much money was saved, payback, first cost of the lighting device. Everything is in those reports, and they're all posted on the Gateway website.
And Jim Broderick is the Solid State Lighting Program Manager at the Department of Energy. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.